7:45, it is Alabama's Morning News. I'm JT, and joining us now is Secretary of State John Merrill in charge of what's going on with the elections in our state and also with the primary coming up. We're going to see how buttoned up we are and if we're ready for all that. Good morning, sir. Welcome back in.
How are you, JT? Glad to know you're down there enjoying the beach as some of us are having to work, and I know that we all appreciate you enjoying that on our behalf.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, I'm working, too, even though I can see the ocean from here and the beautiful palm trees. You know, we're still working.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's right. That's right. All right. I want to talk to you about the pillow guy, Mike Lindell. Now, this came out a couple of days ago that he sent a crew out, I guess, to show that people were making Xerox copies of ballots and the machines were actually able to read them. Was this just a demonstration that what could potentially go wrong? Is this something that is going on, and is this a potential problem? Your thoughts on this whole thing?
JT, is really hilarious to me for a couple of reasons. Number one is, without indicating that they had a desire to do this and cooperating with the local election officials in the counties where they visited, they just wanted to show that in their minds, there was a problem with the election and the administration of the election by going to these sites when the testing of the tabulators, which is the voting machine, would be done. And some of them thought, well, we'll be cute and we'll request absentee ballots. When we get those absentee ballots, we'll make copies of them. Then we'll go to the tabulators and then we'll insert them into the tabulators and show that they can be received just like a regular ballot can. Now, when this was introduced to me, it had already happened. And I was asked, did it cause me to have any concern? And I said, certainly not. And they said, well, why? Doesn't it look like people could just be cheating? I said, no. I said, there's a couple of reasons for that. I said, first of all, there are a number of vendors, I suppose all of them, all the ones that I'm familiar with anyway, have a feature when it comes to helping on election day called ballot on demand, which means that you can print a ballot on the site wherever you are that will enable a voter, if you don't have enough of the appropriate ballot styles, for that individual to be able to cast their ballot without any delay. So that's an option. But the premise that they're operating under is that at any time, any individual could just walk up to a tabulator on election day and just insert as many ballots indiscriminately as that individual chose to do. Well, there's a couple of problems with that. First of all, nobody is going to be allowed to be in the area to vote unless they've been checked in properly.
Right.
And then we have people that are paid to observe everything that goes on in there, let alone the people that are just there observing for candidates or the political parties or whatever it happens to be. And the idea that they have that an individual could walk up to a tabulator and insert more than one ballot with a man or a woman standing there with the sole intent of watching what they're doing, and then, if I need to remind people, giving them an I voted sticker after they complete that task is hilarious.
Continue our conversation with our Secretary of State John Merrill on the election and this whole thing that Mike Lindell has put out there is kind of a, hey, be aware of this potentially being able to happen. John, you were in the middle of saying something when we had to break. Go ahead and continue.
What I was going to say, JT, is I just would encourage any person that thinks that they can infiltrate the system and expose a vulnerability like Mike Lindell and these individuals who, although may feel like they've been very well-meaning, have absolutely no idea what they're doing. We've had 7 convictions on voter fraud in the last 7 years, 4 months, and one day I've been in this office, and we'll look forward to convicting some more, and we've got some jail cells waiting for them if they want to try it.
All right, well, let's talk about what goes on around the rest of the country. I know you're here in Alabama, and we are one of the best states when it comes to being buttoned up and protecting voter integrity. But there are still some things that I think a lot of people are concerned about from what happened in the 2020 election. Do you hear in talking with other folks in you know, your comrades in the position you're in other states, attorneys general, legislatures, about making sure that that integrity is maintained in other states as well? Have they changed things at all to ensure that and make voters feel more?
Absolutely, JT. You know, one of the things that we've done, and I know you and I have talked about this before in studio and just on the phone, when I talked about my chairmanship of the National Commission on Election Integrity, when we put together a team of 5 secretaries of state and 50 legislators from around the country, came up with 16 different topic areas in election administration, and have more than 125 pieces of best practice legislation that have been codified that are actually available to be adopted and implemented in those states right now. And we've seen Georgia take some of those. We've seen Pennsylvania take some of those. Virginia take some of those.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona take some of those and implement them and make them ensuring that their election administration system is as strong and as sound as Alabama's is.
Well, that is some good news to hear, John, and we're going to get you back Tuesday right before, right on the day of the primaries for some more discussion. But thanks for being with me this morning.